tell you, to me, it just doesn't feel right. Looking at it as outside of a program director position, I always feel that after the program director does not have the last word, which is part of his responsibility, and that all I have to do is get a two-thirds majority and I can begin to overrule the program director. I think that, you know, there are times when the program director's behavior and his decision-making can be evaluated and, you know, certain things can be determined, but I don't know when you put that in the hands of the program council, whether that's the best place for that to happen, because I don't see it working right. Just based on my experience at WBAI, I don't see how that is going to, how the program director has any room to make decisions. And I know that at other places, people are very upset about the program directors, about decisions that they make, they've made. But as I've said in the past, that each station really needs to come together to determine what it is that they want to do, and then see how well the program director executes their overall plan. But with this, you know, you still don't have a plan. It's still going to be whether one group likes this and the other group doesn't. And, you know, it puts program directors out there in the wind.
On the chopping block.
Bernard, speaking to the last part of this, which is the capacity of the council to overrule the program director. Nancy's proposal, we need to get to that. That's a critical piece of this, whether we decide to do something like that or not, in terms of what our recommendation is. But Nancy's motion was just about whether the program director votes. And anybody else want to speak to that? So her motion is that be a non-voting ex officio member.
Non-voting is fine. It's a Rodrigo.
Yeah.
What, program director?
Is there any objection to that, so that the program director will serve as a non-voting ex officio member of the program council?
Let me just voice this. I don't know if I object exactly, but we had a big problem just trying to get the program director to meet with us on a regular basis when we had the interim program council at KPFK. And so it might be that if they had a vote, they would be more likely to participate in the deliberations of the council itself, which I think would be a good thing to encourage.
Oh, but they should be more sincere and come up anyway, even if they don't have a vote.
We're kind of running out of time.
We
got about 20 minutes. And it seems to me that if the program director can be overruled by this council, he'll show up. that wasn't the case, was it, Michael?
That was not the case.
Right.
We changed the dialogue aspect of it.
Right.
Okay, Nancy on the stack.
Good, Nancy.
The first part, the very first part, that management committee, I'm allergic to that phrase, and because it just seems like we're stuck in the same mud, and I would like to put some other way of wording it where management doesn't feel like, well, you know, the same old, I just do what I want, but have, like, can we put P&B or ED?
That's my concern at the very beginning about the whole question of the LSB membership on this. I think it has to be a management committee under the bylaws and under the FCC. You have to have a program director and a general manager who are responsible at the end of the day. It's got to be that's how it's set up, where the governance makes its decisions, sets its policies, and then somebody executes them. That's management. If you want to have the vote, to override, that's one thing, but it's a management committee. It's not a PNV committee. It's not an LSB committee. It's got it.
Okay, how about with a report or with a recommendation, with a report to the ED and PNB, so that at least the manager knows whatever he does that we don't agree with, the PNB will know about it, the ED will know about it, it won't stay localized and secret.
Well, part of this is that if there's a conflict between the management as represented by the PD and the program council, that there has to be a public dialogue about that. So, and it seems, I agree with Michael, this has to be a management committee, it seems to me, if it's going to work at all. That aspect of it, it really should be handled locally. I mean, it's really the political pressure of the local constituency for the station that we want to have effective in this, not a decision by the PNB or even the ED for that matter. And so that's why they're required to respond to the dialogue, and that shall be made widely available to the listeners.
Put that phrase in.
So we can perhaps move on. It is in. I'm reading it. Can we have a consensus?
I have one other quick thing. I don't want to hold it up, but last meeting we talked about the idea that the program director will provide some training. I use the word in service, whatever word you want to use, to the program council on the techniques of professional radio programming and forming shaping a grid and the flow of shows and like that. So I don't have the exact language for it, but I think that idea should be incorporated into this paragraph about the program directors will serve ex officio and, you know.
Oh, I also would like to add to that.
Let me just respond to that. So I would put it in right after the first sentence.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's sort of like the duties of the program director.
In relation to this council and of the council in relation to the program director. It's, you know, it's kind of reciprocal. The council has a responsibility to kind of absorb that information, understand that part of its responsibility.
The purpose is. Can I talk?
Yes. Is there any objection to putting that in? I'm going to put it in if I don't hear any objection.
Yes, put it in. Yes. PD to do in-service or training of the program council.
I'll work it out.
Just in case, as a safeguard, if sometimes we have a PD that doesn't want to do that kind of thing, at least add that the program council people are willing to get in the trenches and learn from programmers. Go and sit by them while they're doing their programs. Because they're... A PD may not want to do this, so at least we get, you know, help from the programmers to learn about programming. Then we'll have a better idea how to do evaluation and all kind of things, and also camaraderie and more family and morale spirit.
Let
so they
me
won't hate.
Hello?
Rodrigo, you start, please.
Hello?
Rodrigo, is
that
you? Okay.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I'm going to leave the call now because I've got another meeting that's waiting. But I tried to address, you know, some of the issues that we didn't talk, you know, and I was, you know, hoping we could get to it. I was, you know, the Spanish language programming that we are supposed to be working at every radio station because it's supposed to be launched, you know, next year. So, and I sent an email about it, you know, too, when I did the response to the minutes from the last PNB programming committee meeting. So I need to know basically is there anything that is being done at any other radio station other than KPFK?
Oh, KPFT has two Spanish news programs covering Central America and Democracy Now, basically, and some local news. There's two shows. They're both 30 minutes each. And then a music show that's about two hours with contemporary Spanish music, and then also a 2 a.m. to 5, maybe a three-hour program of folk music and a little bit about politics and history. So we have four shows, two music shows.
No, my question has to do with with the motion towards passed by the National Board, which is directing general managers to launch, you know, an open call to implement a 5 hours, you know, that'll be 1 hour a day, a program in Spanish at all radio stations. Basically, there was a motion that we passed. It was directed by the executive director since, I think, it was 2 weeks ago. It was sent to everyone, and the motion was passed on the 25th of September. So we, as you know, programming committees, are supposed to be working on it because it was going to be launched. It got to be launching on next year. You know, actually, it was supposed to be launched on the at the beginning of the year.
Let's add that to the agenda for the next meeting then. But I want to complete this so we can move on.
I want to take the call. The only thing is that, you know, the one of the main issues that we started not before the last meeting that I missed, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Spanish language programming. So I just want to make sure that we do get to it, you know, as soon as possible, because it's supposed to be launching, you know, the beginning of the year. So we really need to talk about it. Okay?
Well, send me a proposal. I'll put it on the agenda.
It's a motion, you know, already in some place, you know. There's no proposal. It's basically
whatever it is you want us to discuss, send it to me so I can put it on the agenda.
Well, I put it less. I mean, it's been on the agenda, but I don't know. You didn't put it this time?
We had discussed 3 or 4 meetings ago. In fact, we passed a motion with regard to Spanish language programming, which I gather the PNB never considered. Something else happened to the PNB.
The PNB
never considered.
Hold on.
Rodrigo, let me finish.
Yes.
Something happened at the PNB. I don't know what it was, and I never got anything that was supposed to be on the agenda from anybody. So I need somebody to tell me what it is that you want to have on the agenda so we can discuss it next week.
Actually, not the last meeting, but the previous one, you know, we did talk about it. You know,
the first meeting, yes. George was not here yet. I mean, the first meeting.
I was involved in the first meeting that I was part of. We actually passed a motion. I assume it's in the minutes. I understand from Alex, who was the only PNB member who was present at the time, that it never actually came up in front of the PNB, but the PNB did pass something on Spanish language programming. I don't know what it was.
No, it was wrong. You know, I'm going to resend it, yeah. We did pass it. It was voted 13 in favor, 4 no's, you know, and abstains, right? So it was the motion that, you know, directs management to launch an open call for all those interested in developing and implementing, you know, a new in public affairs Spanish language programming at all 5 radio stations, you know, for 1 hour a day, 5 hours a week. I was passed for 13 people in favor, 4 no's, and some abstentions. I don't remember how many. That was approved. I belong to the National Board, so I moved that motion.
I understand that. But I didn't know what that motion is, and I don't know now what you want us to consider.
Alex is saying that he's wrong. You know, he's lying, whatever. No. So,
don't say lie. Calm down.
Well, I mean, he said something happened. Well, you know, it was approved.
Rodrigo, what do you want us to consider here on this committee?
No. Well, what we want to consider is that basically what it calls is that the programming committees at each radio station should work in coordination with management and those interested in developing and implementing such motion, you know, to develop, you know, the new programming. That's basically what it is.
Okay. So, let me just respond to Rodrigo. So, what we're trying to do here is to provide a mechanism for that to happen, program councils at each station, and we don't have that yet. And this is a national programming committee, and as far as I can see, there's nothing further for us to do about that. It's already been passed to PNB. They have a recommendation to management, and so, you know, the local stations are supposed to implement it, but we don't have anything further to say about it unless I misunderstand.
Yeah. You're misunderstanding. Because it was not only on the hands of, you know, management. It was on the hands also of the programming committees that should make sure, you know, gotta make sure that, you know, the existing management start developing, you know, such programming. That's basically our role, you know, as, you know, programming committees. So it's as per, you know, the mission, of course, you know, overseeing the existing programming. So that's, you know, my question, you know, went in that direction, basically. But if you were aware of it, first, it seems like you were not aware of it. No, or most of you are not aware of it. No, so I will send it to you so you can read it. And certainly next meeting we have, you know, we got to get to it, please. Okay?
Okay, good. Can I get on with that for a second?
Yes.
My suggestion would be that since we have people from a lot of the stations here, we should check that once we get the... I mean, I've seen that resolution that passed the PNB, but it sounds like not everybody did. So, you know, we should check at our stations and see what's happening as far as implementation of that PNB resolution.
So, Rodrigo, if you forward it to me, I will forward it to the program directors, and as part of what we ask them to do when they come back, we'll ask them. By the way, what have you been doing about this? How about that? We'll ask them.
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you done to implement this PNB resolution as well?
Can I ask a question? 1 hour per day, 7 days a week. Is that the
five days.
Yeah. Benito, go ahead.
Can we get back to, I don't mean
yes.
no harm, but
yes.
I think George is trying to provide a mechanism for us to be able to discuss this issue. But in the meantime, we're trying to get through with this other motion.
Yes.
So I think that we ought to, you know,
I agree.
Finish what we were in the middle of.
And what we have in front of us, it seems to me that the issue of non-voting or voting is, there's not a strong feeling one way or the other, and I'd like to just leave it as, for the moment, as non-voting ex officio member. But the key thing, I think, is the thing that Bernard raised, which is the question of, will the council, by whatever majority, and I've got it here as two-thirds, be able to overrule the program director, or will it be purely advisory? And the only sort of constraint on the program director will be, remain as it is already, that he has to come in and he has to defend what he's got to say in public in front of the program council. So I think that's the issue. And Bernard, are you still there, Bernard? And what I got from Bernard was he objected to the program council overruling the program director.
Okay.
My own sense is it requires two-thirds. You know, I'd like to leave it in to really put some teeth into this thing and be something the program directors are going to have to pay attention to. They're going to have to do their political work with the program council. They're going to have to take it seriously if, in fact, they can wind up being overruled by it. But that's open for discussion.
Okay. I'm on the sack?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead,
My
Ron.
Problem is that, you know, when these committees get set up, there is a tendency for them to wind up in their formulative stages, putting in place something that exceeds the authority that they have under the bylaws. And I just want to make sure that this body does not exceed its authority as part of the committees of part of the PNB committee.
Okay, I hear that. Anybody else want to comment on this?
I'm not going to speak.
I would just like to ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Bernard, can you provide an example or two how the committees do that? I'm not questioning it. I can see how that might happen, but I just want to be clear.
Well, the LSPs,
the LSB's and the program council are not the governance bodies and should not be engaged in management. When you begin to actually begin to put programs on, because when you start overriding the program director, you are actually beginning to put programs on the air. And the role of this committee is supposed to be to work with station management to ensure that the station's programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and their responses to the diverse needs of the listeners that the station serves. But they're not, you know, once you begin to override the program director, then you become the program director. And I just kind of, you know, it just doesn't feel right to me that, and I think that it's beginning to step beyond this, this actual authority that's given to it in the bylaws.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Michael Lovick. I realize we already voted me down on this, but this is why I felt like the LSB should not be directly represented as the LSB on this body. I think if it's a management committee, then the management, based on this director from the PNB, can create any mechanism that it wants to carry out its management responsibilities, including a mechanism that allows for overriding the program director, who is, you know, subject to the authority of the general manager and the ED. But I think blurring the lines between governance and management makes it very problematic to then have this override.
Let me speak to that. I agree. I mean, I think it's because it is a management committee. If the executive director, if the PNB approves this and the executive director says put it in place, that I don't think we have a conflict with the bylaws. And I think that putting LSB members on, either mechanism that we were talking about would allow LSB members to be on there, but they're not on there as sort of representatives of. They're not on there. They're on there to make judgments as members of the program council. They came from the LSB, but they're there to be participate in this management committee. So, and the LSB can't vote to have them do anything. It can't require that they do anything. It's they're no longer, you know, directly agents of the LSB. The LSB is not directly involved in doing this. So it doesn't seem to me that it violates the separation between governance and sort of executive and management. That's my sense of it. But I don't see that there's a problem with the governance. It might not be a good idea anyway to have the PDB overruled, have the possibility of being overruled. But I guess I don't see that the governance is really a problem. But other people, please speak to it. Anybody else?
George.
Yeah, Benito.
I would just ask everyone, could this conflict here or tension be resolved by specifying exactly what George just said, that the role of LSB members, especially, but I guess it would apply to the other listener reps and maybe the volunteer programmer reps as well, that their role on this committee or this council is ABC. It is not, you know, to represent the LSB. They're not there as members of the LSB, which is what George said, I think. Would that resolve the issue? If it was clear,
we could spell it out. But I think what you're saying is correct. I mean, you know, what are listeners members doing on a management board? What is the people who actually work for management doing on a management committee? I mean, you could make that kind of objection to those as well, and
right.
It might help to spell it out. My sense is that it's kind of late, and I don't want to try to do it now. But it's sort of implied that you're going to work in good faith on this council as a member of the council, and that your other, you know, where you came from is sort of secondary to that. Anybody else want to speak to this? I think is the last major issue that we need to resolve, and we don't actually have to resolve it. We can hear what the PDs have to say about it before
mm-hmm.
we do.
Right.
If we leave it in,
I think we've been discussing it. Why don't we try to at least tentatively
okay.
come to some kind of collective opinion, and then we can revisit it once we hear, you know.
Okay.
Would
you like to make a motion to strike the last part? Just strike the last sentence, or however you want to say it.
Which is what?
The last sentence says, if consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council can overrule the PD with a vote of 2/3 of its members. So if we struck that, what would be left would be that the PD would have to defend his decisions in front of the council and in front of the listeners.
On the air?
Well, it doesn't say that. It says...
widely available to the listeners.
Such dialogue should be made widely available to the listeners. Again, I wanted to leave it somewhat open. You know, people can show up at an open meeting, or they can, you know, put it on the web. It doesn't have to be live streamed, for sure. I wouldn't want to do that, for instance. But
George.
Yeah, Benito.
I don't know, but it seems to me that if this is, in a sense, the impression I had was that this is an independent body. It draws from different constituencies, but it is an independent body, and it is here to work collaboratively as a management function. Then, as a management function, I don't see any, and I certainly got an open mind about this because I hear what Bernard is saying, but for the moment at least, I would like to leave that clause in there about 2/3 can overrule, because we have crazy people in all spheres of Pacifica life and structure, and I would start with the LSBs. Of which I am a member. Those are the craziest people I'm familiar with. But I think that it could just as easily apply to management and some paid staff, you know, as well. And it applies to us all. So I think that the whole idea here was to provide counterbalance, you know, and I think that that clause does that.
Is there anybody who wants to make a motion to strike that clause?
I would rather leave it.
I got that. But okay. I'll ask again. Anybody want to make a motion?
I just want to make case one more time for what I'm saying. Maybe nobody understands it, but I would like to say it again. To me, there's a contradiction between that clause and the initial designation of the LSB selecting some of its members to be on this body as members of the LSB. You can't come back and then say they're not there as members of the LSB if you specifically say the LSB is electing members of this body as members of the LSB in the composition of the body. And there is a difference between management having listeners and staff on a management committee for the purposes of carrying out the responsibilities of management and the LSB being on such a committee. because the LSB has fiduciary responsibilities, including the evaluation of the program director to keep his job or her job in the long term, and searching for program directors and hiring new ones. And to me, there's a conflict between that governance role and this management role that...
which would be eliminated if we change the composition, as you suggested.
Yes.
I got it.
George.
Unless I hear an objection, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this out the way it is. We'll get back the response of the program directors, and we'll revisit the question. So,
yeah, so make it clear that it's only a draft, and it actually hasn't really even been voted on at this point.
Yeah.
Even if a manager gets a two-thirds overrule over what he wants, he can still ignore it, and it goes down in the record.
No, he can't.
Well, I'm afraid that might happen, but I think we have a right to do that.
I mean, one of the things about this is that because it will be a directive from the executive director, it's really a directive from the PNB. The procedures have to be followed. It can't be that the program director can just say, well, yeah, okay, that's great, you voted, but I'm not going to do it anyway because he's basically then insubordinate to the directives of the PNB. So my sense is that isn't going to happen. You could be fired for something that if you have a direct order from the person you're responsible to in the management, and you won't do it. You can be fired for that. That's enough. That's sufficient. So, it could happen, but you'd be taking a hell of a risk. The last piece of this is that all meetings will be in public session, with the exception of those that are required to be in executive session by the Pacifica bylaws, and that the council should be the determinant of that. Is there any objection to that?
Can you translate that into English?
Yeah.
if you're dealing with
how does that work? What does that? What exactly
English,
does that mean?
I'm having a hard time, but.
No, seriously, what does that actually mean?
I want to see this in public as much as possible. I want to see the deliberations of these program councils in public as much as possible. Now, people feel like, okay, if I'm evaluating the performance of a particular show, right, and particular people who are involved, then maybe we should do that in executive session. Certainly, if they're paid, you probably have to. The bylaws require that there's certain kinds of things that have to be done in executive session. And so that being the case, then the question is, well, who decides what the bylaws really mean in any particular case? And I was leaving it basically up to the council itself, that they can decide, okay, what we're doing today is a personnel matter, and it really needs to be done in executive session, so that's what we're going to do. What we're doing today is the kind of evaluation that doesn't really involve somebody's job or the quality of their performance. So it doesn't have to be in executive session. We're going to do it in public.
May I add, even if a person is a programmer's work is being evaluated, but he gives permission to have it in public session, that should be allowed.
Yeah, sure. Well, yes and no. I mean, there's some legal liability to the
assigned release.
I suppose that would be all right, yeah. But anyway, that's all it's supposed to do. I mean, I the first sentence is supposed to say, yeah, by and large, we're going to do this in public meetings if we can. And the second says, if we can't because the bylaws prevent us from doing so, we'll be the deciders of that. So,
in other words, we can do anything we want.
Yes. If you voted to do something which wasn't an executive session, if you voted to do something in public which should be an executive session, you do put the station at risk.
Yeah, okay.
You do put the, and uh, legal risk, and I assume people will be cognizant of that. But the alternative to that is to somehow, I don't know, get a statement from a lawyer for every meeting, which we don't ever do it.
No, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. The national board does the same kind of thing. There's often discussion about whether it is or isn't going to be in executive session, and the board basically decides. And I can't think of anything better to do than that. So that's what that's there for.
Okay.
But is there any further clarification that's needed, or any objection to
well,
that?
Well, I'd like to say there was one example or an example. Like, it was supposed to be a public session, the program council, and then afterwards the manager says it was not. It should have been an executive session, and then goes on and on about, you know, something terrible was said and should not have been said. But we had guests there, and it was supposed to be a public session. So very, and then if we talk about a certain show, that show is off limits to public session. I mean, it's a free hand to the manager to decide what can be discussed or cannot be discussed. It's a little bit. We should have more detail on this point. Public
session. This point, Nancy, says the management can't do that. The management doesn't decide whether it's going to be an open session. The program council decides. So as it's written, that couldn't happen.
We'll see. Okay.
Well. Okay. So if there's no objection, then I'll include that. Michael, would you write me a sentence? I tried to put it in words, and I didn't get it as well as you did about the training that will be provided.
Okay. Sure.
And I'll include that. I'll send this to the program directors, and I'll send a message to the executive director and ask her if she will require, however strongly she can, and she can, that they show up at the next meeting, which I'll schedule for the 18th of November.
And to hopefully send something in writing beforehand, if possible.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Oh,
yeah, we're having trouble with this kind of written communication. So
yeah.
Everybody, why don't you send your telephone and email numbers or whatever to George?
I'll send out an email to everybody, and if you reply to everybody, you'll be doing that. And I'll do it separately from the Yahoo list, so it'll be sure to go through. And in the meantime, I'll try to figure out why the Yahoo list is not doing what it's supposed to do.
Well,
if I
have questions. Can I call? Who can I call? Because I can't get into the Yahoo group, and I can't understand why it's telling me you're not allowed. And
I'll try to find Nancy. I'll work with you to figure out how to get you back in the Yahoo group.
Oh, I'll change. I'll open up a new account then. I'll use a different name or something.
Don't do that yet. Let me just sort of see what's there for you, and then I'll get back to you.
Maybe I did something bad. I don't know.
I got the minutes from you through the Yahoo group, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it worked. Okay, it must have
a long
time.
I think it might be what Michael is saying, which the settings are such that the person who sends the message doesn't necessarily get it back.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you send the message to the Yahoo group, you don't receive it yourself unless
I put both, the Yahoo group, and then I put a comma, and then I put my email there, too. And I got me, but it didn't say I went to the Yahoo group. So
yes,
I was
no,
wondering.
You didn't catch what I'm saying. On most of these lists, when you send a message to the list, you do not receive it yourself. Everybody else on the list does, but you don't.
Right.
Unless there
and
is.
Probably,
I think if you're using the Yahoo website to do it, there's a place to check, I think, that says send me a copy of the email. But if you're just using your own email program and putting in the address of the Yahoo group, you won't get it back.
Okay,
I'll see if I can change the settings on that so that everybody gets it back so we know that these things are actually going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I will
send
that out to the list. And
it's not, I have the same problem with Rise Up and a lot of the others. It's kind of standard.
Right.
Yeah, I would like to see us talking, exchanging thoughts on the listserv. I really would want to dig in. I really want us to be able to communicate more like that instead of just waiting to the night. And Margie has trouble with Friday nights. Is it possible we can do 17th instead of 18th, or is that bad for somebody? Margie has classes on Friday nights.
That's true.
17th is a coordinating committee.
Yes. Is anybody coordinating?
And it's also a national demonstration.
Oh, yeah.
Or a series, I would
that's
think.
That's a call for general strikes.
Okay.
16th is open Wednesday.
I'm on audit on the 16th if they didn't change it. Finance is on 15th.
Looking at the national calendar, there's nothing on the 16th right now.
Oh, really? Oh, they didn't put it on? The summer. I hope she... Okay, maybe it's off. Okay, it's not there, so that means we ought to hurry and put it on before somebody puts it on.
I can't make it on the 16th.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, okay, never mind. How about finance on 15th? Anybody in finance? Alex, is finance? Is he?
I think he is, actually.
Okay, never mind. Strategic recovery on the 14th, Monday. Oh, that's like 3 days from now. Okay.
Yeah, that's
no,
it's
no.
more than that, but...
I can't make it Monday.
I think that rules out that week, and I don't want to make it any earlier than that. We have to give the PDs a chance to respond to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we're just going to have to do it on Friday, and Marge will have to do the best she can, and she can also send us some written stuff.
Okay. Well, poor thing.
appreciate you thinking about
it. Yeah, she has classes. She's had trouble all this time, and sometimes she drives, and it's scary when, you know, yeah, Summer does the same thing. I don't like driving. And I'm talking too much. I'm finished.
Okay. Anybody else, last words?
So 18th, Friday.
Right.
Once again,
thank you all for a committed conversation, and appreciate you taking the time to get it done.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right. Bye. Night. Take care.
All right. Good night.